Hey, it's Friday. We got a lot of stuff to give away. Don't call now.
Mm-mm.
But we will be giving away tickets to Texas A&M football against Louisiana Tech. And we'll give away tickets to Schlitterbahn. And we ought to do, we may save a few for next week. You know, just for those last minute people who just like to go right there at the end, make their plans at the last minute.
We'll see. Not Louisiana Tech tickets.
No, that will be the Schlitterbahn things. Yeah. So, boys, have you all heard about Brian Glover? Do you know who Brian Glover is?
Not off the top of my head.
Brian would now be the former head football coach at Grasslands Middle School in Franklin, Tennessee.
And why is he the former?
Well,
what'd Brian do?
Brian is a songwriter and a singer, and he decided he was going to write a song about the president of U.S. America. He emailed the link and the information about the song using his personal email, but the school decided that they were going to go ahead and cut him loose anyway.
To whom did he email it from his personal email?
Basically, he said about 98% of the people in his own little address book. So, you know, apparently no unsolicited stuff, and yet the school decided they wanted to cut him loose here right before football season, which kind of upset him at Grassland School. Got a little.
Obviously, he wasn't a very good coach.
Yeah, got a little. Good point.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Here's a little of the song.
He was a president, number 44. He says, "Trust me, I'm here to help you. I have got some big, big plans. You're gonna love what I'm gonna do. There's no problem too big or small. He thinks he's got an answer that just can't fail when you're holding a hammer." Like a nail.
There you are, huh? Lamar.
All good people gonna gather round, gonna show what made this country great. We'll run off the schemers and backroom dealers, so the red, white, and blue will prevail when we're holding that hammer. Every one of them looks like a nail.
Brian Glover, I had to cut it down, obviously, since it's like a 3-minute song, but anyway, he got fired over that. That's right. He's got a...
He's a pretty good singer, maybe.
He could be worse.
And again, he's in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right.
Doing the country thing.
So, probably works out all right. So it's just
get yourself a label there, buddy.
Just a little bus ride over there to from Grasslands. Again, it's a middle school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's not making
a whole lot of money,
but
right?
Again, and don't know, probably not undefeated either, but anyhow. And so it's, he's got some website, something like, you can look it up if you want to, play it for your friends later on this morning. All right, we got stuff to do this morning, and Janice Kemp is here this morning from College Station PD. How are you today?
I'm terrific.
Wonderful. What's going on in your world?
Well, you know, we're always wanting to fight crime.
Yeah, we are.
And, yeah, and we need everybody's help to always help us fight crime.
Okay.
So tomorrow is one of the ways that you can help us by fighting identity theft.
Okay.
We're going to be shredding again. This is about our fourth time that we've had the company Shred Pro out.
Okay.
But this time we're going to be at the mall just outside of JCPenney's from 10 until 2. And I hear the weather is going to be just lovely.
Be
for
great
it.
For shredding. Yeah.
Yes,
no doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
And it is free to the public. The truck does shred on site, so you can actually watch your papers being dumped into the barrel and then into the truck, and there's a camera in it so that you can see it being shredded. And that's what's important. A lot of times we, you know, I have found in kind of checking at companies that they buy your papers whole and then they sell it, unshred it to recycling places.
Okay.
And it still has all your information on there. So you want to make sure that it's a place that actually shreds. So this is a the company has been great to work with, and you can actually watch your papers and your documents being shredded. If it has the little paper clips in it, that's fine. None of the big alligator clip types big metal things, rings on it. But we will be outside of JCPenney's from 10 until 2. It's free to the public. We can help fight identity theft. And as always, you know, keep your eyes and ears open. And if you see something suspicious or looks out of, you know, hey, that's just not right, call the police and let us check on it.
Sure. And again, this is you do it this time of year all the time, or has it been at different times?
It's been at different times because I've had to get a grant to get the truck to come out to pay for it and stuff. So it's just when I get, you know, know, Sam's has always been a big supporter of it, and
sure.
I've gotten a grant from them. It's recycling and a lot of things going on in the community right now. So Shred Pro is donating their time tomorrow
Very
to
good.
Come out. So it's a great opportunity to get rid of the papers and,
sure.
and things like that. And plus, you know, they'll even give you the certificate stating that it has been shredded, and you can watch.
Because I'm thinking once a year I go and do the stuff that then I can shred. I've got a little shredder, obviously, but a lot of folks have those. But mostly if you've got a bunch, it would take a long time.
It was surprising to me at the paperwork that people still had from the 70s.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yes.
And it's kind of unusual.
So it's time to clean out the closet attic, in the garage. Bring it in tomorrow, and we're going to have some volunteers and officers there to help, you know, get the boxes or bags out of your car and, you know, watch it being shredded.
Okay. And then a couple more things, because kids are in school. Remember the school bus laws. And if you're new to town, we have a cell phone law here.
Yes. You know, and that's what a lot of the new students and stuff I've always, you know, have said. You know where the school zones are. You see the buildings. You know, pay attention to the school zones. Get that in your mind and give yourself a little extra time. And if you're running late, you still need to slow down in the school zones and pay attention to what's going on. You know, the kids are excited, and especially today, football game.
There you go,
and
sure.
everything going on. You know, they kind of forget sometimes about the safety rules. So as adults, we need to pay special extra attention and remember the cell phones are a no-no in the school zone, and, you know, watch for the kids.
Keep your wits about you because they might not, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thanks, Janice. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Janice Kemp from College Station PD here on Friday. We visit with the folks from College Station. And Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council. How are you today?
See,
it's been so long since I've seen you. I forgot.
Yeah. It's been a couple weeks.
It has. That's okay. But you got a busy weekend, I know, coming up.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to it. It is our 40th anniversary as the Arts Council in Brazos Valley. A lot of people don't know that.
No.
So this year we're getting ready to celebrate the arts, which is our big annual fundraiser that we do on September 21st out at Miramont. And this year it's a 40s theme, obviously, because it's our 40th anniversary.
Makes sense.
And right down to the menu and the music, we're having a KAMU come in with Stan from their big band music show.
Oh,
so
right.
We're going to really try to pull the audience in as it was a 40s radio show. Heavy military theme. Randy Wilson from the theater company wrote the script. So we'll have a lot of good things going on, including a large live auction with Buck Buchanan talking about all the great stuff we have for you guys to purchase.
Great. Outstanding. Outstanding.
Most importantly is that we're honoring individuals who are very important in the arts in this community. And as you know, you're one of those recipients in the past. Very well deserving,
I might add.
But this year we're honoring Ann Wyatt, Christy Petty, Deborah Kalman, and Kelly Nisi. So those are some real people know those names
sure.
around here. And we're really excited because those are great people, and we're happy that they're involved with the arts.
Well, and again, 40 years, I think a lot of people are surprised probably that the Arts Council's been around that long. And obviously it's changed in many different ways, and the charge is different as the communities grow. And are tickets still available if folks want to
attend? Yeah, we really the ticket deadline is drawing near Monday, as a matter of fact. This is kind of our last push. We really want to get some more seats filled. We have a great outpouring of support from the community, so we have
Good.
A lot of folks attending, and we can always use more, and we'd invite sure. you to come check it out. And if you want to reserve your table or tickets, call 696-ARTS or email info@acbv.org, and we'll reserve your tickets for you right away.
Okay, we got some stuff going on this weekend that people need to know about?
Well, right now we have our sculpture show and photography show. Larry Sheckler and Tanner Singleton opened last week, a really great show. It'll be up through September. It's kind of a new direction for us, really big show. We made some gallery renovations, and when you come in, it'll really be eye-opening. And always, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Symphony Society, I understand, they're selling their season tickets.
Okay.
So you got to get out there and do that. So there's always a lot of things going on.
Sure.
And
you can visit the website and get some more information.
Yeah, acbv.org. And we have all the events that are going on all throughout the week, and all the museums are always doing something. So
Absolutely.
It's a good time to be in the Brazos Valley.
Okay, very good. And again, deadline is Monday if you want to buy tickets. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
Visit with folks from the Arts Council on alternate Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.